Hello, this is Wildcards, the show where you vote on what we spend our time talking about. And boy, have you been voting. It's almost like no one has got anything else to do with their day. But we're very excited that you have been voting, and we're very excited by the categories that you've chosen for us to chat about. But as ever, if anyone that joins me today does not want to talk about the categories that you voted for, if they want to defy democracy, if they want to ignore it completely, they can use their wild card. You get one, you can use it in one round, and you can choose the category that you want to talk about. So that is your God-given right. You've got it in your back pocket. Use it when you want to. The people who could use it are Lizzie Doyle. We've got Adam. It always, every time I see Adam Stevens, I'm like, do I not know his name? It's Adam Smith. But I see it on Zoom and I go, I've been saying it wrong this entire time. It's Adam Smith. We've got Jackie Wilcox, who thankfully has used her normal name. She's considerate, thoughtful. We've got Paddy Fitz, and we've got just Carl, but I know him as Carl Kopak. I'm reading off the Zoom names. This is why I'm giving you the shortened versions. But we're going to be diving into your categories. And the first one is, as ever, LFC present. And your options were Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Naby Keita, and Trent Alexander-Arnold, who won out with 49% of the vote. Adam, I'll come to you first. Shit, isn't he?
Absolute. He's an absolute waste of space. Don't know why we haven't signed somebody else. Don't know what he's doing with his time. He should probably just knock it on the head, to be honest. It's so funny that we all forget, because I was as guilty as anybody else during the Southampton match of being like, Trent is having a shock. He's been awful all season. He's not, he's really not hit the ground running, blah, all of that sort of stuff. All of which was true, but also completely ignores the fact that he's like 12 or something. And he has hit such heights for not just for his age, but for a footballer. He's at such heights that we then, when he doesn't continue to hit those heights, he gets no ground whatsoever to sort of maneuver into. He gets no like forgiveness for having an off day. It's like, fucking hell, Trent, you're a waste of space, you. Where you sort of think, well, maybe he's just having a bad game, and maybe as sort of Jurgen Klopp seems to have revealed today, accidentally or otherwise, the fact that he had COVID at the start of the season has maybe influenced him more than we all thought it had. I mean, none of us thought it had, because none of us knew he had it, but it's a factor. But we footballers, it's just a sign, I think, that footballers get precisely no grace when it comes to their performances on the pitch.